I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict feels like it's on a perpetual simmer. Then comes a moment when things appear to boil over. We're at one of those moments now. It started with the discovery earlier this week of the bodies of three Israeli teenagers. They disappeared while hitchhiking in the West Bank a few weeks ago. Then today, the body of a Palestinian teenager was discovered in the Jerusalem forest. Israeli police suspect he was abducted and murdered as an act of revenge. We've got Shira Frankel on the line from Jerusalem. She's the Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed. And Shira, there's something that seems just so personal about these killings that we don't always feel as outside observers. I mean, we're talking about four teenage boys. What does it feel like there today?
I've never actually seen it quite this tense, at least in the 8 years or so that I've been here. It seems as though both sides are calling for revenge at levels that, as far as we know, they haven't called for since the second intifada. Already today, there were talks of this is already the third intifada. What you're witnessing is the beginning of this. And there's no sign that this violence is abating anytime soon.
In this conflict, in these just tragic episodes, the personal quickly turns political. I mean, we have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blaming Hamas for the murder of the three Israeli teens. We've got Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas blaming Israel for the murder of the Palestinian teenager. I'm curious, does the Israeli and Palestinian public, do they latch onto those views too?
Yeah, very much so. Everything that gets said by political officials, whether they be Israeli or Palestinian, is then echoed back in the public. What we've had for the last 2 weeks is a lot of calls for revenge by Israel's political leadership. The kidnapping of the teenagers and the more than 2 weeks that it took to find their bodies led to 2 weeks of simmering tensions that boiled over when, in fact, it was discovered that not only had they been killed, they'd been killed in a fairly brutal way just minutes after getting into a car close to the Palestinian city of Hebron. So you had 2 weeks in which tensions could build and build, and the rhetoric by politicians during those 2 weeks were building as well. And what we're seeing now, I think, is a lot of it is the spillover from all of that.
Are there also calls in Israel for kind of calm, for sort of stepping back a bit, taking a breath?
Certainly, especially today. I think this morning with the death of a Palestinian teenager in East Jerusalem, you did hear more Israeli politicians saying, okay, now is the time for us all to step back and take a breather and let tensions sort of soothe themselves a bit. Unfortunately, those calls might be a little too late. We've seen, as I said, over 2 weeks, so much of an escalation in rhetoric that I think it'll take quite some time for those soothing words to actually make an impact.
What does all this mean for the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas?
Today we heard him calling for the killers of the young Palestinian teen to be brought to justice. He made the point that no person's blood is less sacred than another's. He's also called for tensions to be lowered. He said to Palestinian kids that to stay off the street, that throwing rocks and that engaging in sort of acts of violence is not going to gain them anything. But his voice is not really well heard at this point. He, for some time now, hasn't had a great deal of political sway behind him. And I think now is another example of his voice is just one among very many.
Shira, I understand you saw an attack yourself today. What happened?
Today, as I was leaving Shuafat, which is the epicenter of a lot of these clashes, I pulled into a gas station. And at first, it looked like the car in front of me was having some sort of altercation with the gas attendant. And then I realized suddenly that it was more than an altercation, that they had gotten out of the car and that they were hitting them and pulling this Palestinian gas attendant towards the street. They then yelled at me to get away and made some threatening comments. And it wasn't until later that another car showed up and managed to chase them away that I was able to speak to this Palestinian gas attendant and found out from him that not only had he been sort of brutalized before and that earlier in that day, other cars that had come in had said things to him along the lines of, oh, you're a Palestinian, all Palestinian are terrorists, and hey, what are you doing here? Get out of here. This is our land. That this was, you know, to him, the moment that they attacked him, he feared for his life. And to me, it was sort of a stark example of one of many scenes that are playing out across Jerusalem. Police said that there were over 40 cases that they were called to of clashes between small clashes between Israelis and Palestinians, and that in most cases they couldn't even make it to the scene.
Shira Frankel is the Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed. Shira, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Carol.